The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is the Solemnity of Pentecost. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Pentecost means the 50th day. It's from the Greek word Pentecoste, Shavuot in Hebrew. For the ancient Jews, this day commemorated the giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai, an event clothed in extraordinary outward manifestations of divine power, wind, fire, earthquake, and which was commemorated in this celebration every year. Centuries later, 50 days after the Lord's resurrection and 10 days after his ascension into heaven, the disciples were observing this Jewish feast day of Shavuot, gathered together in the upper room, the cenacle, where the Last Supper had been celebrated, and where Jesus had appeared to the 12 on Easter Sunday. By the time of the apostles, Shavuot had become a day dedicated to the studying of the Word of God and of renewing the Israelites' commitment to follow it. They understood God's commands as the foundation of true freedom because they directed the human heart to what is true and good. And so they needed to be studied and reassimilated each and every year. So the disciples were keeping an all-night vigil of prayer and study of the Word of God. And in the midst of all this, the Holy Spirit is poured out upon them. The scene is described in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, from the first reading of today's Mass. Suddenly, there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. By his manifestation on that particular day, the Holy Spirit imparts understanding and his other gifts to fortify the disciples of the Lord in living out their mission of living and spreading the gospel. Because of that, Pentecost has come to be known as the birthday of the Church, since on this day, the Blessed Trinity is fully revealed, and the blessings of the Holy Spirit are given to the faithful. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says, "The mission of Christ and the Holy Spirit is brought to completion in the Church, which is the body of Christ and the temple of the Holy Spirit." This is a reference to Pentecost. This joint mission henceforth brings Christ faithful to share in his communion with the Father in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit prepares men and goes out to them with his grace in order to draw them to Christ. The Spirit manifests the risen Lord to them, recalls his word to them, and opens their mind to the understanding of his death and resurrection. He makes present the mystery of Christ supremely in the Eucharist in order to reconcile them, to bring them into communion with God, so that they may bear much fruit. We received the gifts of the Holy Spirit at our baptism, and they were strengthened at our confirmation, which is our sacramental participation in Pentecost. So today, let's imagine that we've returned to the upper room with the disciples and the Holy Mother of God, awaiting the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and being thankful for our spiritual gifts, and filled with holy desires to place them at the service of God our Father. God bless you.